East Coast Radio Newswatch. News, traffic, weather.
A joint search is underway for a 23-year-old man who drowned while swimming at Sodwana Bay on KZN's Elephant Coast. Craig Lambanon, who's for the National Sea Rescue Institute, says the man is believed to have been caught in strong surf and rip currents on Tuesday evening. He says rangers from Ezimvelo Wildlife and Isimangaliso Lifeguards and assisting in the search for him in and around St. Lucia.
Despite extensive coordinated sea and shoreline search efforts, there remains no signs of the missing man. The South African police services were alerted, police search and rescue, assisted by Isimangaliso lifeguards and by KZN Ezimvelo Wildlife Rangers, are continuing in ongoing search efforts.
Lambanon says emergency responders have had their hands full following a spate of drowning incidents along the KZN coast over the New Year period. Border authorities say expanding drone technology could be key to tightening security at our borders. The BMA says more funding would mean more eyes in the sky over the long term. Authorities say despite limited funding, targeted operations already delivering results, particularly over the busy festive season, with officials successfully cracking down on illegal crossings and activities. The agency's Mameme Mokhotsi says they want to build a stronger and more secure border system. She says making drones a permanent feature would allow for faster response times and technology-driven monitoring. Mokhotsi says border movement data shows that activity remains high, especially during peak travel seasons.
The provision of funding to the BMA would really assist with creating a permanent solution to allow the BMA to effectively do its work. With the current resources, we are doing our best. We are intercepting, but we could do more with additional resources. The drone technologies that we have are still limited and are being deployed at a risk-based determination.
Western Cape officials say the De Wet cellar fire near Worcester has been contained after several blazes broke out this week.
The Cape Winelands District Municipality's fire services, together with partners, report that good progress was made overnight in combating multiple fires across the district.
The Cape Winelands fire spokesperson Anishka Ruet says the Langrach Franschhoek blaze remains out of control, with an aerial survey planned to guide operations. She says the Storms Flay fire is also still burning, with two new ground teams deployed. And Chinese and Iranian warships have docked off the country's main naval base in Cape Town's False Bay Harbour. The SA National Defence Force says they're preparing for the Will of Peace exercises, also meant to involve Russia. It says the week-long drill, which begins today, would focus on safety and maritime economic activities. South Africa, Russia and China first conducted joint naval drills in 2019. Meanwhile, the DA says Parliament hasn't been properly briefed on the exercises. A look at our lead story. A joint search is underway for a 23-year-old man who drowned while swimming at Sodwana Bay on KZN's Elephant Coast. That's it from the Newswatch team for now. I'm Natara Nadesan.